The British military camp Bastion in Afghanistan is being dubbed as the UK's Guantanamo Bay. That is because the camp has been detaining up to 90 Afghan prisoners without charge or legal help for over a year. Political experts believe that this act breaches international law.
The Ministry of Defence has been trying hard to act innocent, with the Defence Secretary announcing that he didn't transfer the prisoners because he was concerned about the Afghan prison system. Lawyers and activists believe that this is just a propaganda cover-up to deny responsibility of an illegal crime.
The secret camp has been off the radar, and activists are wondering whether the detainees are being treated humanely and in accordance with international law. Political experts believe that the so-called war on terror has only brought more danger and destruction to the Middle East, and has cost the British taxpayer billions of pounds in the process.
They have spent £37 billion so far on this. I'm talking of Britain. And they are spending £15 million a day. And that costs us £2,000 per family in here, where in this country. All this war on terror is politically motivated. It is a political agenda. There's no truth behind it.
Britain is the only foreign country that continues to jail Afghans in their own country. And it's still unknown when the handover of prisoners to Afghan authorities will take place. Activists believe the UK should not get away with their actions and should be held accountable for denying justice to the detainees. Hassan Al-Khatib, Press TV, London.